Hi. This is my first show, so sorry if I'm a bit nervous throughout it, but encourage me in the studio at least. But yeah, I'm substituting for the show today at 4 p.m. Unfortunately, the person who was supposed to be doing it is in Iceland right now, so somewhat fortunate for them, I suppose. But regardless, we will be playing some Icelandic songs to make up for it. To get us starting, though, I think we will be doing with The Replacements. I've been on a bit of a Replacements jag out of lately, so I think that'll be a good start. This is, give me 1 second, sorry. We do apologize for that break. I do take it back also. We will actually be starting with Sonic Youth. This is 100%. We'll be right back.
between the twisted stars, the plotted lines, the faulty map that brought Columbus to New York. Betwixt between the east and west, he calls on her wearing a leather vest. The earth squeals and shudders to a halt. A diamond crucifix in his ear is used to help ward off the fear that he has left his soul in someone's rented car. Inside his pants he hides a mop to clean the mess that he has dropped into the life of lithesome Juliet Bell. And Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted Romeo. And Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted Romeo. Romeo Rodriguez squares his shoulders and curses Jesus, runs a comb through his black ponytail. He's thinking of his lonely room, the sink that by his bed gives off a stink, then smells her perfume in his eyes, and her voice was like a bell. Outside the streets were steaming, the crack dealers were dreaming of a Uzi someone had just scored. I bet you I can hit that light with my one good arm behind my back, says little Joey Diaz. Brother, give me another tote. Those downtown hoods are no damn good. Those Italians need a lesson to be taught. This cop who died in Harlem, you think they get the warning? I was dancing when I saw his brains run out on the street. And Romeo had Juliet, and Juliet had her Romeo. And Romeo had a Juliet, and Juliet had a Romeo. I'll take Manhattan in a garbage bag with Latin written on it that says it's hard to give a shit these days. Manhattan sinking like a rock until the filthy Hudson, what a shock. They wrote a book about it, they said it was like ancient Rome. The perfume burned his eyes, holding tightly to her thighs. And something flickered for a minute, and then it vanished and was gone.
Okay, there was a little Lou Reed and Sonic Youth to get us starting. I have now managed to figure out how to type the word replacements, which has been a big improvement for playing the replacements. So for the next two songs, it's going to be Seeing Your Video by the Replacements and also Unsatisfied, both off the album Let It Be. I think this is a really beautiful album, in all honesty, Let It Be. It really, I feel like, has such a connection with, like, so many feelings of, like, putting words to feelings that you didn't even realize you could put words to. And of course, while the subject of teenage angst is perhaps one of the overworn subjects in music, it has never done as well, I think, as by Paul Westerberg, including in these two songs. So to get us continued, here we go. Okay, so that was, of course, Unsatisfied by The Replacements. And speaking of The Replacements, in the studio we have Will, a very big fan of The Replacements. So Will, do you want to tell us what you really get out of The Replacements?
Hi, my name's Will. I got Replacements really into them my senior year of high school, because, you know, I'm heading into college, and it's, I think Replacements is, like, really good coming-of-age music. I feel like if I ever have kids, I'm going to, like, it's music that I've, like, raised them to. I really enjoy how ahead of their time they were for, like, being very vocal about supporting the LGBTQ movement. You know, like, they have Androgynous, which is, like, a piano rock ballad about supporting the people around you and about, like, how, you know, just, like, you let the people be that are androgynous be, you know? Songs like We're Coming Out, 16 Blue,
Yeah, it's a really strong point. I definitely say Androgynous is definitely one of the highlights of Let It Be. It's just such a great album. I've actually just very recently gone to Replacements, like a week ago, arguably. But I discovered them this summer, actually, through the wonders of Spotify and recommendations. They recommended me Alex Chilton, which is, you know, not like the beginning of the Replacements work, but still a good pop rock song nonetheless. But Will may disagree with that. But regardless, But just recently, I gave Let It Be a singer, and I was like, it was just super powerful, and I have to agree. It feels like it is just wonderful coming-of-age music, especially when there's so much this awful coming-of-age music out there, especially this, like, right-wing music, like, you know, like, it's a stigma music, if you will. It's, like, such a great contrast. I think it actually speaks to, like, the human experience. It really is. Well, speaking of Androgynous, the song, next up is indeed going to be Androgynous.
Here comes Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, evolution, same build, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so, androgynous. Don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure ain't a dad. And she don't need advice to send her. She's happy the way she looks. She's happy with her gender. And they love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know. Love each other so, androgynous. Mirror image, see no damage, see no evil at all. Cupid dolls and Uranus dolls will be laughed at the way you're laughed at now. Girl, they're both of the same, they're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? And tomorrow, Dick is wearing pants. Tomorrow, Jane is wearing a dress. Future outcast, and then all last. And today, the people dress the way that they please, the way they tried to do in the last centuries. And they love each other so, and closer than we know. Love each other so, and draw to earth.
I can't wait is another one of the Replacements, I would say, best songs. That was an acoustic version off the Let It Bleed version of the album, the Let It Bleed version of Tim's, that is, not the album that the song would eventually be released on, which was Pleased to Meet Me. It is The Tim's version, there's also on the Tim's, there's a Tim's version of the album, which is prominent, which features less trumpets, more guitar. I'm a bigger fan of that version than the original version off Pleased to Meet Me, but they are both good songs. But definitely check out, if you're going to get into Replacement, the Let It Bleed version of the album. Tim's, because the original mixing for Tim's is definitely of its time in the worst way. Anyway, to round us off our Replacements before we go more north in the direction of Iceland, here is Alex Chilton.
Once more, you meet them, I'm the other. Bye.
Well, that has been our northern turn in honor of the host, as I mentioned earlier, who is in Iceland right now, only mildly jealous of them. But that was, of course, Björk. And in honor of Björk, a big Björk fan in the studio still, Will is going to give us our PSA.
Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions simply differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affects your brain reaction times most dangerously when you're faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully, enjoying life as you safely get to your destination. Eat a pretzel instead of worrying about whether you might kill another person with a single mistake in your judgment. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Will. It truly is often forgotten by people the dangers of marijuana and other such drugs.
Truly.
Truly. Anyway, we are going to let Everyone's a VIP to Someone by the Go Teen play out for the next couple of minutes and then turn back to some more rock music, if you will. Just for everyone's information, the Go Team will be in the area. Actually, there is going to be a concert by the Go Team in the greater Medford Somerville area in the upcoming weeks. I'd highly recommend seeing it. It is the 20th anniversary of their pivotal album, Thunder, Lightning, Strike. And as such, you will be playing through the entire album. I have read a bit of reviews of the tour, and they only say positive things. Now, back in the direction of playing with a bit more guitars, here is Kick Out the Jams by MC5.
Yeah.
That was just Helicopter Spies by Swell Maps. And next is going to be Heat Distraction by the band Woman, who have now produced, of course, Cindy Lee, who's produced another awesome album. Anyway, here is Heat Distraction. So that was indeed Heat Distraction by Woman. As I was mentioning earlier, one of the key guitarists and singers of Woman, Cindy Lee, has now produced her own album, Diamond Jubilee, which came out earlier this year. I was a very big fan of that album. It is unfortunately hard to access. It's on YouTube, but not on Spotify. You can manually download it from a GeoSites website online. It looks like it's going to see all your information. But regardless, well, have you listened to Diamond Jubilee?
I've actually not. It's actually kind of a shame about how few albums I've listened to this year. I mean, of course, like I've listened to the big ones, like the new Jordy Greep album and the Magdalena Bay album. But I I really got into the Replacements, and then there's an egg punk band called Snooper that really occupied a lot of my listening this year. I don't, like, it's almost like, it's not good to call myself a music person and not to listen to that album.
Well, always time to correct that mistake. Something else we had noticed during the playing of that song is the opposite of heat. It is very cold today outside. It is very cold and it is rainy. And as someone from the Bay Area in California, I'm not a fan. But Will, you've had different opinions, I heard.
I like the rain. I like a cold, rainy day. That doesn't happen that often in where I come from, Dallas, I feel. I'm much more used to like triple-digit weather, which makes me really sad. And I like the I like rain because it makes me inside and makes me appreciate like the coziness of the indoors. And also, like, a warm drink.
Yes, well, Will is certainly a fan of Clarence Clearwater Revival, nonetheless.
Oh, you know I am.
But, anyway, this has been Isaac, and with Will with me, we've been substituting for the spot today, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. To close off this hour, we are going to be listening to Not In Love's radio version by Crystal Castles and Robert Smith.
Hanging on the back of my door. Won't give you my heart. No one lives there anymore. And we were lovers. Now we can't be friends. Fascination ends. Here we go again. Oh, 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 'cause it's cold outside.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you some.